My job that morning was to banish a demon, but I was determined to finish my cup of coffee first. I sipped my Java in front of Demetrios' warehouse in Sunset Park, enjoying the panoramic view of the Manhattan skyline and New York Harbor. I stared at the Statue of Liberty, which appeared the size and shape of a toy soldier at this distance. A warm breeze caressed my face. Next to me, Demetrios was shaking like a leaf.
"What in the world are you thinking, Conrad?"
Demetrios spoke in his typical rapid-fire fashion.
"You're just going to go in there alone? To face this infernal thing? Without any help or backup from the others at the watch? Without even a priest? This is all kinds of crazy."
"I can handle it," I said, projecting casual confidence. "You did ask for this to be resolved quickly, and it's not like I haven't dealt with an occasional demon before." In fact, I'd never even seen any demons. I was not in any way whatsoever equipped to deal with a supernatural being of that magnitude. That was the bad news. The good news was, in my 2 decades with the Watch, I'd never once heard of a demon showing up in Brooklyn. Even if one arrived, it wouldn't be slumming in Demetrios' warehouse. And if, by some miracle, a major baddie from down below decided to take up residence there, Demetrios wouldn't have survived the encounter long enough to come crying for my help. Something else was going on. But if the guy with the thick checkbook expected the job to be extremely dangerous, who was I to dissuade him?
"Quickly, yes," said Demetrios. "You wouldn't believe how far this has put me behind on deliveries. My customers are screaming bloody murder. On top of everything, there's a shipment of Sumatran persimmons that is already beginning to rot. I hope you really know what you're doing. I don't relish the thought of having to scrape what's left of you off the container walls."
That's the Demetrios I know and love, sentimental to the end. "Here, hold this." I handed him the empty foam cup and headed for the entrance. The warehouse was packed with every kind of package and crate imaginable. The huge metal shipping containers were clustered in the center, with just enough room left to maneuver them in and out. Around the edges, mountains of smaller parcels occupied every available nook and cranny, arranged in an order apparently only to Demetrios and his staff. I primarily knew Demetrios as a wholesale trader in magical goods, but that was only a fraction of his business. Metal racks in his warehouse were crammed with imports, everything from Ecuadorian melons to Taiwanese vacuum cleaners.